This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Degrees. That's how hot it was in Death Valley. A man was found dead there. No surprise, again, because the weather has been challenging in Phoenix and in Tucson. You know what I'm talking about. I got lots of email from many of you talking about just how hot is it, let me tell you. And then you told me stories about what happened to you in the heat. So in Death Valley, you had the 65-year-old man who just was found in his car, because the temperatures throttled up pretty high that were considered even higher for a notoriously hot park. And it goes back to that same thing I said, where you think you're okay, and the next thing you know, you're not okay. And I have been through Death Valley. I haven't spent a lot of time there, but we do know that that is absolutely a place where you have to be extremely careful. And when we're seeing what's happening, like on Sunday, a woman died at the Grand Canyon after trying to hike 8 miles in triple digits, found unconscious on Monday morning, thinking everything was okay. There was the incident at Big Bend National Park, where a stepfather and his two stepsons found themselves in serious danger. The youngest one at 14 fell ill and lost consciousness on the trail. Trying to get help, they couldn't do much of anything. So be careful out there, people. Once again, my name is Kate Delaney. Thanks, as always, for hanging with us here on this show. To be sure, a lot is happening across this great country. The heat is the common denominator. So much conversation about that and what you're doing to keep cool. There was a strange story about an airline passenger finding a plane floor soaked in blood. And then there is the road to 2024. And what's the latest as far as those who have decided they're running, those who might run, and what it's looking like in the polls, and what's happening when it comes to the judiciary branch and how that is seeping into our lives. A lot of big decisions being made by the Supreme Court. We certainly have known that in this quarter was a huge, huge quarter for many things that really felt like, to some people, it was a big blow, and to others, they give the thumbs up. And that's the way this country is, right? Right down the middle. It's just like right down the middle. You got one side, my team, your team. It's us. It's them. It's us. We get it. These are the times that we're living in. All right, so let's dive into it. Let's dive into what I think are some of the bigger things besides, again, which we'll always circle back on, the weather that is being discussed, because that's really what the show's about. It seems almost ridiculous to say, but they did put out a press release, OceanGate, to let us all know that they have suspended their exploration and commercial operations after that awful Titan implosion that was going down to see the Titanic. So this Everett, Washington-based company announced that on their website, announced it in, like I said, a press release after 5 people were killed last month during an expedition to see the wreckage of the Titanic, that if you wanted that opportunity, it's not available right now. Because of course, what happened. I cannot imagine that this company ever goes back to doing that, and that anybody would sign up for it in the first place. As more details are starting to pour out about the company, what happened, you have the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, who said last month that they're examining the circumstances of the deaths on board the Titan. They're going to launch a full investigation if it indicates any kind of criminal, federal, or provincial laws that might have possibly been broken. And just in case you weren't aware of a few of these fast details, you know, they had done 14 expeditions, 200 dives across the Pacific, Atlantic, and the Gulf of Mexico, and a seat on the submersible to see that wreckage of the Titanic was $250,000 a person. What's become excruciatingly clear is how experimental all of this was. And the scrutiny is for that whole carbon fiber construction and design. And the company defending the decision to manufacture the Titan with carbon fiber, saying that it, you know, this is a sub made with this, would have a better strength to buoyancy ratio than titanium. And like I said, we know what happened. Now it's a question of would there be any kind of charges, and doubtful ever. I mean, again, I can't imagine that this thing would be regrouped and would go off any time in the near future or ever. On the campaign trail, it's not about being submersed. It's about being very visible above ground. Ron DeSantis, the governor of California, his campaign has raised $20 million since he launched his presidential bid officially a couple of weeks ago. He is the second most popular candidate. We know that. The early polls are showing that. There's just another one that came out from 538. If you look at the Republican field, he still trails the former president, Donald Trump, who is the front runner, but he is absolutely clearly the second most popular in the group. So you have Trump raising a lot of money. You have DeSantis raising a lot of money. You have the former president who's raked in more than $35 million between March and June of this year. And then you get things that are split up from these political action committees. And then they'll go toward one campaign, toward another. It kind of gets dispersed among the Republicans. And as we get closer and we flip that calendar, and it'll happen before you and I know it, because here we are in July, once we hit especially 2024, we know the gloves will come off, I think, even more. And will there actually be anybody that can get close to Donald Trump? And will he survive all of the legal chaos that is going on around him, because there are more charges or are more investigations that are happening at this point? There's more footage that's being released. You know, there was a surveillance footage that just came out that showed one of his aides moving the boxes before of the classified documents before the Department of Justice visit. Does that play into anything that's happening to him at this point? And these are just all big question marks that we can't answer right now. As we march toward 2024, it becomes much, much clearer. Coming up this hour, we're going to hit the mailbag in a few to get your thoughts on a few things, because as I said, many of you were writing me about your weather woes and how you were dealing with it. Also, we have a cheap movie review. Indiana Jones is being talked about heavily. Is it flailing at the box office? Is it hitting its mark? But we have Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 that's coming out in a handful of days. And we've got a cheap movie review on that at the tail end of the hour. We're going west to east and everywhere in between on the flip side.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
All right, time to check in above the fold. We start on the West Coast. What are they talking about? California-wise, they're talking about, of course, the heat, but so is everybody. And besides the heat, the other thing, and it's a pretty intense, an intense heat wave that's expected to slam into Southern California next week. And then, of course, the Death Valley National Park victim of heat that I mentioned at the very top of this was right there above the fold and of the Los Angeles Times. The other thing that is being talked about is the Ninth Circuit conservatives blasting the homeless ruling. They say the issue is paralyzing the U.S. West. So some of the most powerful conservative judges in the U.S. took dead aim at the idea that homeless people with nowhere else to go have a right to sleep in public. And in the Los Angeles Times, they talked about and interviewed people and talked about just how bad the problem is and the yin and the yang of that, of people saying, well, something has to be done, but we got to do something to clean up the areas and clean up the city, which, of course, is the same thing that is being discussed in Seattle and in San Francisco, up and down the West Coast, and naturally, because of the nice weather, even if it's extremely warm right now, but having weather that's decent, it just added to the population in the last couple of years, and then you slam that in with the pandemic, and it just multiplied more than it had ever been in the last, you know, couple of decades for sure. So speaking of San Francisco, in the San Francisco Chronicle, they talked about the doom loop fears, saying it's premature what you think is happening to the city. Because San Francisco's office vacancy is just through the roof. It's just risen. And why is that? Because people aren't going back to offices and working. They don't want to do that. They're
they're begging to not have to in many cases, or they're getting those flexible schedules. And San Francisco runs on big money real estate. So they're at one third empty. I want you to think about that. If you've ever even just been through there, imagine that downtown, one third empty. That's a lot of money that has been left on the table, so to speak, or taken off the table. And this consistently is something that's being talked about around the country, so not just in San Francisco, but they're feeling it really, really, really hard. If we hopscotch over to Chicago and we look at what's being talked about there in one of our biggest cities in the Midwest. Again, some of the same about what are you doing about the weather. They just had horrible floods, talking about the floods and what people lost in the floods and how awful it was in trying to clean up everything, cars that were left, all of that. But the other thing that's being talked about there is the politics of the day, which is constantly above the fold in Chicago. And what is it that they're talking about? Specifically, they're talking about Mayor Johnson unveiling what they call a transition report and filling some key posts immediately, like not waiting to make decisions, just diving right in and putting people in place, not being too slow. In other words, not taking time, I think, for people to peruse through who's being appointed where, and then talking about why they're not fit to hold whatever it is that he's appointed them to. So in his short tenure, it's just quick movement, which I think sometimes can be a good thing, because you're trying to have the city run, a city that's really struggling in many areas, to run as efficiently and be as fueled as efficiently as it can. Now, who he picks and the positions they're in, that of course is will be questioned if there's problems. And the city just went through a bizarre transition. And, of course, just like all the other cities that I mentioned on the show, or suburbs or even small areas, it's finding that footing again still after the pandemic. I think we said this while we were going through it and some of the decisions that were made, that we were going to feel this not just immediately, not just a year after. We were going to feel the effects of this for some time to come, and we absolutely are seeing that everywhere. And also, naturally, in Chicago, they like their White Sox, they like their Cubs. So on the front page of the Trib, you have Lance Lynn's one-hit, 11-strike effort that was wasted because the Chicago White Sox lost 6-2 in 11 innings, rather, to open a doubleheader, and that infuriates people, none more than the manager of the team, certainly. And we'll dive more into baseball when we get to the Man Cave in our second hour. And then the Cubs, you know, talking about the Cubs in versus New York, and then after having to settle, being able to pick one up, a big one in New York, after settling for a split in Milwaukee. So baseball is always, both teams, always on the mind of many people in that area. And if we move across the country and then we land in New York also talking about the weather and how people are dealing with the sweltering temperatures and how they're dealing with these shark attacks on Long Island. And then they're talking about a New York City bus colliding with a tourist double-decker, and that left 80 people injured, and the picture's horrific from that, right in the middle of Manhattan, people just being hauled off and put in ambulances, etc., and it was, again, just a terrible accident that was in a popular area, East 23rd Street and 1st Avenue. So you've seen those double-deckers, and you can imagine you're a tourist on the top of that. It's a sightseeing tour bus, and it crashed into the back of an express bus. So they blew a red light, it looked like, and they slammed into the bus, which had a bunch of people that were coming back from work or other areas. It happened like at 7:15 in the evening on Thursday, and that sent those people to the hospital. Boy, you look at the front of the bus and the back of the other one, it is just a mangled nightmare. So fractures, head, neck injuries. You know, the people are belted in, so they're going to get that jolt and move forward, right? Also, like Chicago, there are sports that are smattered across the front pages of, like, let's say, the New York Post. And then there's the story that people just can't get enough of. Kevin Costner. I love Yellowstone. I talk about that all the time on the show, and I'm sad they're going to go into their last season. But Kevin Costner's wife, estranged wife, is blasting now what is being proposed, $52,000 in a child support payment, where she's saying that she wants to stand firm, her attorneys are saying, on the fact that her kids need $248,000 a month. So this is going to be an ugly divorce. It's going to be an ugly, ugly divorce. No time to jump on a cruise ship and get away from it all, probably for either one of them. But speaking of cruising, a cruise ship carrying 3,000 guests on board had an unexpected contact with a dock, and it spun pretty quickly, not out of control, but just pushed it off, the Ruby Princess. And this was coming back from a 10-day round-trip cruise to Alaska. This was on the front page of the New York Post, and guess what? It wasn't in New York. It was at a dock in San Francisco. But that's the New York Post. They think that anything that happens, whether it's on the West Coast, in the Midwest, or somewhere else, is what the people in New York care about. So they have the New York stories, but then they have everything else in between. What are you thinking and talking about? We're going there next as we hit the mailroom.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Pentagon says three Russian fighter jets harassed U.S. drones on a mission over Syria.
Using things like parachute flares to drop in front of them, as well as one aircraft engaging its afterburner.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder called it unsafe and unprofessional behavior. The drones were carrying out a mission against ISIS. Investigators will test a small bag of cocaine found at the White House for DNA and fingerprints. Security camera footage is also being reviewed. NBC News is reporting the investigation could be finished by Monday. There's been a shocking twist in the investigation into a missing Texas teen who was found alive after vanishing 8 years ago. Houston police say that Rudy Farias was living with his mother the whole time, and she was keeping him hidden using a fake name. Farias' mother could face a misdemeanor charge for lying about a missing person's case. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks for all the email. As I say every single time I go to the mailbag, remember, you too, listening to this, can reach out to me anytime, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. It's interesting, I talked about where we kind of went across the country in a previous segment. I talked about the bus accident in New York, and I got this one from Rick, and he says, Kate, wow, I had family that was supposed to be on a sightseeing tour. I don't know that they would have been on that particular bus, but everybody was talking about what happened, the fact that the double-decker slapped into a city bus in New York, and it really backed up a lot of traffic. My family was there sightseeing and squeezing in a little mini visit. I couldn't go with them, but boy, my wife was texting me like crazy, all these little things they had heard about what happened with the tour bus, and it kind of just makes you think, right? Sometimes you jump on these things and you feel like for some reason you're safe. They know the city. They know the areas where you're going, and it makes you kind of pause and take stock of being on the top of a bus like that. You know, it's, I can just imagine you hear something's happened, and so right away, hey, we're okay, don't worry. Well, what do you mean we're okay, don't worry? You're in one of our biggest cities. You're sightseeing. You're with the kids, and you were on one of those buses. But you weren't on the bus. Yeah. And I've done it. I did it in Washington, D.C. And we didn't have any problems driving-wise, thank goodness. But you really, you know, you're not strapped in. It's true. You're not strapped in. You're just bouncing around on the top of the on the top of those seats. That's one of the things they talk about with buses, school buses. Some of them now have seat belts, and a lot of them don't, though, and you're just kind of free falling all over the place if something happens. Yeah, it's scary.
All right, Jen, it's funny. This is like people that aren't in New York telling me about New York things. This one was from Andrew. Kate, you talked about the cameraman being hit at that Yankee game. Did you hear what the aftermath of that was? Apparently, he broke something in his eye. Yeah, broke something in his eye. I mean, this was the network that it's on is called the Yes Network, and he got an orbital fracture when he was hit by that errant throw is what happened. And he was right next to the Yankees dugout on the first base side, and that hurried throw that was just fired off, of course, at who knows how many miles an hour, just flew out and hit him right in the face, right in the eye. And it was delayed the game like 17 minutes, something like that. So, yeah, I mean, look, he was swelling, and you could tell it was going to be something bad. What was he going to do? He's at home resting at this point. I mean, what an unbelievable thing to happen. Okay, let's go to Jake. Jake is a regular. Kate, I could talk about the weather. It's horrific. You know that. You lived in Texas, and it just seems like too many days were stringing together unbearable temperatures. But I didn't want to talk about that. Instead, I wanted to talk about the situation that is happening in Ukraine and what's going on with Russia. And it's about these munitions. And apparently, we know this already. It's one of the things that the Ukraine struggles with. They need fresh ammo, basically, to try to continue to ward off Russia. And lots of countries have certainly given their fair share. And I know the United States is probably one of those countries that is talking about cluster munitions. Have you heard of those and how dangerous they can be and why there are countries that don't want to give the cluster munitions? You know what? I saw your email and then I saw a story about it. It was so weird. It sort of almost happened simultaneously, you know, Jake. But I guess there are a bunch of countries that have banned the use of these cluster munitions. And what it does is it can, of course, risk civilian deaths and injuries when these bomblets fail to initially explode after being deployed. The weapons pack such bomblets into rockets and bombs and missiles and artillery shells that break apart midair and scatter the munitions over a long area. That's why they're called what they're called, cluster munitions. And the U.S. is not a signatory to an international convention that forbids the deployment of them. And they were last used during the invasion of Iraq in 2003. So Ukraine has been asking for more of them. And part of it is because Russia's using them in their invasion. And then what happens is when the small ones don't initially explode, they call it a dud rate. And the higher the dud rate, what do you think happens? The more dangerous they become because of when they can go off. Right? And imagine people that could be killed, injured, whatever, if that happens. And so clearly Ukraine is trying to battle back with what Russia has, so they want that capability, you know, and at least five people were dead in a attack on civilians in one of the major cities in the east since the Russia invasion. I mean, we're seeing, you know, reports about some areas where there you've got these cluster munitions, you have other things that are happening, you have people that are in places where they think they're safe, and then, of course, nothing is safe because this is still full force, and nothing seems to let up with the Russia push. All right, so thanks for that, Jake. And then Carmen says, I don't understand TikTok, Ms. Delaney. I don't understand. I know that I have two teenage daughters, and I've been very careful about what they are allowed to see and not see, but you can't be hovering 110% constantly all over them. They have to have some freedom, but I worry about some of the content, and I don't know that I think it's safe for them to put some of these videos out there, and what are the videos are that they're looking for. And I know you can block it, and I've done that, but I don't want to block them from everything. And I guess I might be answering my own question, but there are safeguards, right, to help moderate all that. Of course there are. That's across the board on social media. You know, anyone who's a minor, and that's part of the problem, because China is behind TikTok, and that's part of the argument about how much information are they getting. Because what is the Chinese Communist Party getting out of TikTok? And more than half the U.S., by the way, including Montana and the federal government, have banned TikTok from government-owned devices because of the privacy and the data and the sensitive information that gets harvested by the Chinese. I mean, that's what some of these laws are being talked about in trying to give freedom to kids, but then what's happening with their information that's pushed out there, and that's why there's so much discussion about it as a platform, period, but yet so many people use it again. All right, let's move to this one from Walt. And Walt says, Kate, I heard you talking about this whole new thread thing that Meta, a.k.a. Facebook, was launching. And you're right, the world revolves around Twitter. What would happen with a new platform that's similar to Twitter? And a lot of people are curious because they had something like 2 million signups in just a couple of hours on Threads, but apparently Twitter is gone legal, and they sent a cease and desist letter over to Meta about this Threads app. Yeah, are you surprised by that? You know, it's that whole idea of first to market, right? You're first to market, something becomes popular, and then everybody tries to copy it. And it's a question of how much rights do you have within that. And what's being said supposedly in the cease and desist letter, the letter accuses of Meta of misappropriating Twitter's trade secrets and says that Meta hired former Twitter employees, not surprised, who retain proprietary information so they know how to do it. If they've hired dozens of their former Twitter employees, because they had the access to the trade secrets and they know how to repeat it, basically. But isn't the other saying, all's fair in love and war? So many people got slashed. I mean, remember, Twitter cut like 75% of its workforce not long after Elon Musk picked up the company last week. So is it surprising that if they had a chance to crush them in a different way, that they wouldn't take that opportunity? Of course not. Once again, remember, you can send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Mission Impossible, our cheap movie review, coming up.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
July 14th, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. It's the seventh installation in the Mission Impossible film series. I know, judging by emails in the past, that when we've talked about movies and we do a cheap movie review, many of you are on board with the whole idea of Mission Impossible. And I think you like some of the geeky high-tech stuff, the stunts, the who the criminals are, the storylines, you know, all of that. And it is a mix of really high-tech and sort of what we call low-tech. And the villain in Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 isn't even a human being. I don't want to give everything away, but it is called The Entity. And it's not about stealing jobs and all that kind of stuff. It's about having total control of every scrap of information on Earth. Wouldn't that be a nightmare? Here's a little bit of the latest Mission Impossible.
Our lives are the sum of our choices. Cannot escape the past. Ethan, this mission of yours is gonna cost you dearly.
The world is changing.
Truth is vanishing. War is coming.
It's been a long time, Fran. You've no idea the power I represent. It knows your story and how it ends.
Listen to me. The world's coming after you.
His fate is written. Shall we write yours too?
If anything happens to them, there's no place that I won't go to kill you. That is written.
What's your objective? What's your ultimate objective?
Your life will always matter more to me than my own.
None of our lives can matter more than this mission.
I don't accept that.
Sounds like a lot of action to me. Tom Cruise, obviously the lead. Haley Atwell, is in it as well. Vanessa Kirby, Simon Pegg. You may know some of these names. You will remember their faces if you go and see it. It's a long one. I said this in a previous show that we did. 2 hours and 43 minutes. So you're going to be spending some time at the theater. Or, you know what you do? You just wait for streaming. But I think the Mission Impossibles, with the kind of action, it is made for the big screen. And to me, there are just some movies that play better on the big wide screen. And it's worth ponying up the money to go to the movie theater. And this one, I think, is going to be... it feels like it's going to be a big hit. And then here's the thing. So you get Ethan Hunt, who is Tom Cruise, and the whole Mission Impossible thing, the seventh one. And then you got to wait for part two. Right? So, cool. We get to see the first one. Bleh. We got to wait who knows how long for the second one. It kind of reminds me of like Dune, where you've got the second part of Dune coming out in November, but it's so much longer afterwards. Do you even remember what happened in the first one? And it's like almost like a ploy to go back and watch. You got to go back and watch whatever it is that you saw before. So I don't know if you're a person who waits. It may be one of those things where you can wait because then you can see the first one and go and see the second one. But I'm not that person. I like it, and I'm going to go see it. So when it comes out, I'm going to go and see it, and it looks good to me. From what I've read and from what I've seen, it absolutely looks like it holds up. You've got great actors that all are around Tom Cruise, and acting is part of it to make the believability, even when it's fantastical, really kind of stick out, and I think it does in this case. Again, we'll see. Since we're down that entertainment road, you know, this is like these big, long farewells of aging rockers. Were you an Eagles fan? The Eagles announced their farewell tour dates, and their farewell tour will last into 2025. And they're calling it basically, well, they're not basically calling it, they're calling it the long goodbye. we're not sure we really want to go. So we're going to call it the long goodbye, and it's going to last, like I said, until 2025. But why not? Go out the way you want to go out, and if they're selling tickets and people are interested in it, who cares? I mean, that is the bottom line. And with music, it's so personal, and I think with the Eagles,
it's about, for some people, reminiscing. If the Eagles was your jam way back when, or if you caught up to the Eagles later in life and you're younger, that's another thing, you know, too, as well. Somebody who had trouble touring, she did do concerts, but she didn't like to fly, was Aretha Franklin. You know, that was one of her things. She was not big on flying, so she would take buses. And of course, they can design buses that are amazing, but it still takes longer when you're taking trips, depending on how you rack up those miles. And there's a lot of acts that still even today do that, take the band on the road. But 5 years after her death, the final wishes of the music superstar Hall of Famer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Aretha Franklin, are not settled. So they got this weird trial that's starting next Monday to determine which of two handwritten wills, including, check this out, one that was found in a couch, you know, in the couch cushions, is going to guide how her estate is handled. The Queen of Soul had four sons, but she didn't have a formal typewritten will in place. And, you know, she had all these health problems at the end, and there was the effort to try to get it done, but she didn't. So she's a Michigander, she was. And under Michigan law, it's still possible to treat other documents with scribbles, scratch-outs, hard-to-read passages as what she wanted. So what's happening is you have two sons who are trying to control the estate, and both of them are the ones that are arguing about which will is the right will. And will it go to a full out? I mean, settling at any time, they can settle at any time. And if they don't, a jury trial will be insane for this. I mean, just absolutely crazy. Because it's so hard to go through all these various things that they found. And she has assets worth millions, real estate in suburban Detroit, furs, gowns, jewelry, future royalties from her works. And now you've got a niece who's the executor. So what a mess. She's getting no respect in her death. What will happen if this really goes all the way through? Music means we've got to dance on out of here. Be safe, be sane, be happy, my friends.
Kate Delaney, I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.